Beethoven's Fifth Symphony premiered in 1808 and was praised as one of the most important works of the time by critic E.T.A. Hoffman. WRTI's Susan Lewis explores why, in the more than 200 years since, the symphony retains its extraordinary appeal.
The symphony, with its four-note opening, is one of the most recognized in music history.
It's phenomenal in itself. It has no predecessor. There's no successor in composition.
Conductor Christoph Eschenbach.
To have a motto like da-da-da-da, and to build out of this little piece a whole movement is phenomenal. And it goes actually through the whole symphony. It comes again and again and again, this motif.
Beethoven started his Fifth Symphony in 1804, and he knew he was going deaf. He wrote it over nearly 4 years when he was also busy with other compositions, including string quartets, concertos, and two other symphonies. Grappling with fate, he summoned defiance and triumph with transcendent innovation.
It was never written before. The transition from the third movement into the last movement, this misterioso, it's a mystery. And then it breaks off in the C major.
The Fifth Symphony premiered in a concert in 1808. Over the next century and beyond, several new American orchestras chose it for their inaugural concerts, including the New York Philharmonic in 1842, and in 1900, the Philadelphia Orchestra.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.